Rolling News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is vowing vengeance on those responsible for Thursday's deadly attacks outside the Kabul airport that killed at least 13 American military personnel and dozens of civilians who had gathered there in hopes of fleeing the Taliban-controlled country. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks in a report on its news agency Telegram channel hours after suicide bombers had struck two locations near the Appy Gate at the airport and outside a nearby hotel. A regional offshoot of Islamic State known as ISIS-K has been blamed for the attacks. Biden said he had ordered commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K's assets, leadership, and facilities, saying, the president's words now, we will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, and the moment of our choosing. Critics had blamed President Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. Antonio Guterres told a meeting of the UN Security Council conditions must be created for the start of an inclusive national political dialogue to address the underlying causes of the conflict and ensure Ethiopian voices direct the pathway to peace. Guterres said the UN is ready to work with the African Union and other key partners to support such a dialogue. In June, the Ethiopian government announced an immediate and unilateral humanitarian ceasefire after nearly 8 months of fighting with Tigrayan forces. By remote, this is VOA News. Abuja and Moscow have now signed an agreement for the former to buy nearly $1 billion in military equipment and services, Nigeria's ambassador to Russia has told VOA. Reuters reported in July that U.S. lawmakers had put a hold on a proposal to sell almost $1 billion worth of weapons to Nigeria over concerns about possible human rights abuses by the government. Nigeria's ambassador to Russia said the agreement reached with Moscow was not influenced by the failure to secure such a deal with the U.S. government. A school official in northern Nigeria said gunmen have released some of the more than 100 children who had been abducted back in May. The kidnapped victims from the Islamic school included children as young as 5 years old. Gunmen have abducted hundreds of children, and students, that is, in northern Nigeria this year. The government has been unable to halt the spate of abductions for ransom. As a result, many schools have been forced to close due to the risk. The head of the World Health Organization Africa has called on countries with good supplies of COVID-19 vaccines to share doses with countries who have fewer shots. The WHO's Africa director said 13 million doses were administered in the past week, three times more than the number of shots given in the previous week as donations of doses increased from developed countries. The organization expects to vaccinate 10% of the continent by the end of September. New Zealand on Friday extended a strict nationwide lockdown through Tuesday as it tries to squash its first outbreak of the coronavirus in 6 months. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said they expect to keep Auckland, where most of the cases have been found, in full lockdown for at least 2 more weeks. But she expects most other parts of the country to ease restrictions slightly from Wednesday. And during a surprise visit to earthquake-ravaged Haiti, the United States Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power announced an additional $32 million assistance for the victims there. A 7.2 magnitude quake devastated cities in Haiti's southwest back on August 14. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.